Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe. Frischenetz-Sekt, verschiedene Sorten, je 0,75 Liter Flasche nur 3,49 Euro. Und außerdem Emira-Klettscheiben, Natur, je 200 Gramm Packung nur 2,22 Euro. Sichere dir außerdem bis zum 24. Dezember 10% Rewe-Bonusguthaben auf Weihnachtssüßwaren. Nur in deiner Rewe-App. Frohe Weihnachten. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Ace's Joke of the Day, a Honey Story Hunk, and Donnie Baker. They're coming up next.
What goes stomp, 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 stomp?
Whoops!
Crash!
Oof!
The Chick McGee Accidental Home Improvement Service.
Could you play that again?
We can play this all day.
Do that again. I want to hear that again.
What goes stomp, 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 stomp?
Whoops!
Crash!
Oof!
The Chick McGee Accidental Home Improvement Service.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
No, Ace Cosby is our engineer. We have not heard the Ace Cosby joke of the day.
We're still early.
No, I know. It's because we're playing it right
We've
now.
We've been going so...
Sexy man with a deep
just sailing right along.
Ace Cosby, here he is with his joke of the day.
Football is back tonight.
I'm excited.
Yeah. But my fiance says my life is obsessed by football, and she's sick of it.
Oh.
I'm sad. We were together 7 seasons.
She lost that ultimatum, didn't she?
Succinct. And you see, he quantified it by
the Cowboys
season.
And the Steelers tonight in the Hall of Fame game. The Cowboys getting 1.5 points.
Oh, boy.
You can bet on preseason football.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yes, you can.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You can bet on whether or not I'm going to fart in the next half hour. I would take the over.
And finally, in sports, today in sports, birthday. Yay. Okay, I was cheering myself because no one stepped
Woo-hoo!
Up. Thank you.
Sports That's birthdays, go ahead.
Happy birthday to Herb Brooks.
Who's that?
Herb Brooks, coach of the Miracle on Ice.
American ice hockey coach.
I am a hockey player.
Yeah. Olympic gold medal, 1980, portrayed by Kurt Russell.
That's right.
Good
I
movie.
Love muscle.
I love
movie.
You know, I love Kurt Russell in Guardians of the Galaxy 2. What else were you saying there, chick?
He movie. Passed away in 2003.
Kurt Russell?
No.
Oh, Kurt Russell's alive and well. Kurt was just in
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
And 1962, happy birthday on this day to Patrick Ewing.
Mm.
I don't know who you
are. He was like the best guy in that show, Dallas.
Mm. Didn't he sure was good, wasn't he? Yeah.
Wasn't he the big black
Bobby?
Dude that was the swimmer in that Aquaman show?
Remember JR wanted to contest his, that he was...
Oh, that was
Patrick Duffy.
We're talking about...
Oh, Patrick Duffy.
Yeah. Yes.
But they were all Ewings. He's right.
I know.
Was it JR Ewing?
JR Ewing,
yes.
Oh, so Patrick Ewing is not the guy that was the swimmer? Oh,
no.
Sorry.
He played for the Knicks and for
you?
George. He coached Georgetown. He was in Space Jam. My goodness.
Yes.
He famously only had 1 point in a playoff game against...
Ewing. Only had 1 point.
Ewing. And on this day in 1990.
Wait, that's a parody, parody of what?
No.
Hitler.
Don't say
Hitler.
It.
He only had one ball.
Oh, so
you're
then,
not
that
singing.
That would have been a much better joke if you got the melody right.
No. You get the melody wrong.
Hitler.
Hitler.
Oh, sorry. I always sing that wrong.
Can you play the melody on the piano, Pat, so he gets it right?
Oh, he got it. Hitler. He only had one ball.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
Try it again.
It was real smooth.
Whose birthday is it, Chick?
Patrick Ewing.
Ewing. He only had 1 point.
Ewing.
Yeah, kind of lost the momentum there.
Yeah.
I'm afraid.
That's what happens when you beat something
into the ground. Yeah.
No. We didn't have to beat it to death, Josh.
It started
dead.
He doesn't hear it. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. Yeah. It's Donnie Baker.
Hi, Donnie.
Hi, Donnie.
Tom, I heard you talking about your honey hunt coming up. Do you know my Aunt Pitty used to make her own honey and sell it?
Really?
I swear to God, she'd deliver it like door to door, too. Made a fortune off of it.
Oh, nice. I love
tell you guys I delivered pizzas for a living.
You were a pizza delivery guy?
I swear to God. I remember they told me I had to come in for training.
Oh.
I was like, why is coming? I need training. It ain't hard. I'd drive there. I'd give them the pizza. They'd give me the money. You know?
Pretty much
like
it.
The pilgrims trading pelts and furs. But anyways, the guy who trained me had this weird John Wayne Gacy's clown tattoo.
Yes.
On his face.
Wow.
I know.
Gosh.
He told me he got it from a great artist in prison.
Oh.
And this is like pre Lil Wayne and post Malone.
Mm-hmm.
Like way back in the day when only true badasses and Mike Tyson had face tattoos.
Right. You got to be a badass.
But the fact remains, no driver got more tailor tips than this dude.
Wow.
I swear to God. Well, I think chicks went for him because, you know, he's an obvious bad boy. And I think dudes tipped him good because they were afraid he'd come back and murder their families if they didn't.
Yeah, facial. Sure, I see that.
That or it was like buying insurance to get a yard job because he drove a stick. But you could tell a lot about delivery, you know, by the way people ordered their toxins. Like, what they got on the pizza told you what you was going to see behind a door. Like,
really?
Oh, I see.
It was, oh, I swear to God, if it was plain cheese or pepperoni, that's your average family of four.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, and they're going to tip $3 every time.
Okay.
On the other hand, if delivery was... Well, the one you always wanted to get was if someone ordered a garden pizza.
Mm-hmm.
You know when them pizzas with the vegetables on it?
Yeah.
It was always some fire-ass, hot, divorced, middle-aged chick, and she's either named Dana or Crystal with a K. She'd answer the door in her robe looking like a hot mess, like she just got railed, you know. All disheveled, you know. She's a mess. Sort of like Tony Soprano getting a paper. Anyways, she'd always invite you in while she'd bend over to rummage through her oversized purse, you know, looking for cash or exact change. You see most of her crouch. I'd be like, I swear to God, I'd be like, how about we play just a tip and call it even?
Oh.
You know? Tom, do you know how to play just a tip? It's pizza delivery 101.
Hang up the phone. We're not going to hear.
Hit it, quit it, they'll never forget it.
Goodbye. Hang up the phone.
Tom doesn't know how to play. He has seven kids.
He could see her crouch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, most of it.
And finally,
he may have a point there, though, about we should maybe talk to pizza delivery people about if you can kind of figure out what the tip is going to be based
on. He almost hit it on the nail on the head there.
I bet there's a lot of truth to that, except the part about the lady in the bathroom with her crouch showing.
Right.
my buddy one time was delivering pizzas, and he would smoke pot in his car while he delivered pizzas. You know, like all pizza delivery drivers.
Right.
And he dropped it off, and then the little girl got it, and she came back to get the change from her mom, and then brought it back, and then the little girl just goes, "My mom said next time don't let the pizza smell like wee."
Hilarious.
Love it.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, finally, to these two female athletes. Lolo Jones. Remember her? Born in the state in 1982.
She was a virgin forever, right? Was she hot?
Hot. Oh, Ace says hot.
Oh, Lolo Jones.
I think that's the first time he's ever decreed that anyone was
I mean,
hot.
He was right on it, too.
Yeah.
She was, what was her event?
Lolo Jones
was a track and field?
America track and field athlete and bobsledder.
Yeah,
remember
she winner, too.
She went to a bobsled.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, God, she's hot.
Well, we talked to her. We talked to her, didn't we?
And
I think we did.
I think we talked with her.
Yeah. Born on the... I think we might have talked with her. Did we talk with her?
I think Christy's right.
1986, happy birthday to Paula Creamer.
And I'm is it,
American
is it, is
golfer.
Is it C-R-E-A-M?
Yes.
C-R-E-A-M-E-R.
Creamer.
Creamer.
Yeah. She likes coffee. Yeah. We'll go that route.
And what's her last name?
Well, her is her brother the famous porn star Paul Creamer?
I think it's Peter
Dude,
Creamer.
She's gorgeous.
Lola Jones?
No, Paula Creamer.
What do you think of Paula Creamer, married, Ace?
She married a guy named Jeans.
No, it was just Jean Creamer. Oh, oh,
oh. Is, yeah. He's French. Jean. Jean Creamer. Jean Creamer.
Oh,
Jean
man.
Creamer. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Paula Creamer.
did you see the story about...
See it, I wrote it. Oh, no, never mind.
Oh, I'm sorry, is that sports?
Yeah.
I forgot to find
You're
out.
You're not sorry.
Chip McGee.
Be a good sport. Now, go to you or what? Because you were talking.
Well, I had a couple bits of audio that I want to play for you guys. I'm really prepared to do the story.
Turn down the music. Okay. We're done. He forgot it was playing.
It's very loud.
He doesn't hear.
I got to get my headphones.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
I'm sorry, Christy, back to you.
Look out, Viagra. Here comes male enhancement honey. And the FDA says, look out, it's fake and dangerous.
Uh-oh.
U.S. Customs officers in Mississippi seized a shipment of so-called male enhancement honey from Turkey. The CBP officers randomly selected the package for inspection in a box labeled Kitchen Ornament and Turkish Delight Set. Officers discovered the shipment contained 1,440 packets of so-called miracle honey. Authorities noted that the product's packaging featured labels claiming, quote, you are harder now, while the website of one of the products reads, quote, miracle honey is an instant source of energy and enhancement of male vitality. An analysis found the product did not contain any honey at all.
It doesn't, huh?
Nope, Josh, just corn syrup. Authorities seized the shipment for being in violation of the United States Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act.
Yeah, the fact that it doesn't have honey in it really isn't the issue.
What's the issue?
Well, it's snake oil. They're claiming it's whatever, natural Viagra or
well,
something.
That happens all the time.
Well, this is why we have the customs officials doing this sort of thing, helping us out here. Some of this stuff can be very dangerous. I'm just wondering, this enhancement honey, are you supposed to eat it or rub it on?
I don't know. And how can it be dangerous if it's just corn syrup?
Right. Well, because God knows what else is in there.
Okay.
I mean, they.
What? I don't think that's right.
Of course it is. They're claiming it's Viagra, so maybe there's some, you know, some other stuff in there that shouldn't be in there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Have you seen this? Look at the bottles. I mean,
no.
It looks like those bear bottles, except it's more phallic and has all these big veins on the
side.
Hey,
I think Pat has a song for this.
Go ahead, Pat.
Yeah.
Little Bobby Goldsboro. See, my member, how big it's grown. But without these herbs and male hormones, it isn't big.
That's pretty damn good.
Girls laughed at me when I disrobe before I got my special honey. It was just a twig. U.S. Customs found and seized a miracle from the honeybees called Turkish Delight. It's not real honey, so they say, but it worked for me anyway, and I have a date tonight. Male enhancement honey, I miss you. You were working so good. You took my sapling and turned it into... Whoa.
Oh, that was a delight.
Oh, sure was.
What a nice tribute to Bobby Goldsboro.
That is the way he sings.
Was he just joining us? A little bit of Bobby Goldsboro.
You can keep it.
See the tree, how big it's grown. But friend, it hasn't been too long.
Wasn't big. But what the heck? Thank you, Pat. That made my day. That was our honey hunk.
Nope.
There's more.
There's more bee stuff.
There's more honey?
Well, honey don't.
A recent study has found.
Do you notice when you play that, it's just like nothing? It's like a true vacuum.
Oh, it's one of Ringo's great moments, I think.
A recent study has found that caffeinated bees might pollinate more effectively.
Come on.
According to the... We can't do this to them. Shoot them for caffeine. Oh.
To The Guardian, researchers prepared a mixture of caffeine, sugar, and the scent of a specific target flower, and wafted it through a bumblebee nest. The bees were then released in a lab. Researchers found that the caffeine-trained bees were more interested in the target flowers than the distraction flowers.
Great.
Study author Dr. Sarah Arnold at the University of Greenwich.
Oh, my cousin.
Said the findings could be an initial step towards helping farmers ensure their specific crop is pollinated.
I don't need bees that are wearing t-shirts saying, I won't make honey before my coffee.
Yeah. Is this
don't
for
talk
the...
to me. I haven't made my, had my coffee yet.
Is this the same institute? They're doing that thing about emerging evidence on where bears defecate. Oh, so coffee makes them quicker. I get it.
Yeah, caffeine would make... Well, of course. Why wouldn't it?
The poor bees. I mean,
they didn't ask for that.
They're still wondering, what the hell are we? Am I like these guys?
Yeah, what is this?
Am I a bee or a dog? I don't even know yet. And now I've got this buzz going. What?
I bet cocaine does the same thing.
Yeah.
Give them cocaine. See what we get with giving some of that.
Yeah, I just realized when I said I've got a buzz going. I guess they've already got a buzz going.
Sure, they
kind of redundant.
Josh, they did give the bees cocaine to see if they'd work faster, uh-huh. But they were just smoking little bee cigarettes the whole time, just chain smoking.
Now we have coming up. We're going to talk in just a couple minutes with comedian Al Jackson.
I thought you passed away.
I did too. We still have farm news.
Oh, what do you got?
Emergency crews in New Zealand had to rescue a cow stuck in a milking platform. Officials with the Canterbury Fire and Emergency said crews were called to help a farmer and a veterinarian remove a cow that became stuck in the middle of the milking platform.
And it won't stop until it gets 10 gallons.
And the rescue involved removing the iron sheeting from the roof of the milking shed, sedating the cow, and using a crane to lift the animal out.
Fat ass.
The cow was then placed out into the paddock. Officials said the cow's now recovering from her little adventure. And they added, quote, we hope she's up and moving about soon. That's the quote.
Sure.
Boom.
What? They had to get a crane?
Yeah.
They're big.
Their cows are big.
Especially them milking cows. You got to add all that milk weight.
Oh, I guess so. I bet when the cow got out, you... Yeah. It's a she, right?
Yes.
When that cow got out, she was over the moon.
Hey! Over the moon! Ha, 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 ha.
There aren't a lot of male milking cows.
I'm just asking. I know I'm... They couldn't just move the door? I mean, they had to get a crane?
She was stuck in the platform. Did you not hear the story?
Aren't there stairs?
Christy, how do you make a milkshake?
I don't know how.
Take a cow to a scary movie?
No. That's right.
Is that cute?
What? I don't even get it.
Maybe have Ace deliver that one. He's got the...
You shiver when you're...
Yeah, yeah. You
know. Shivering.
No. So the milk is all shake...
No. That's my clothes.
Really. It would have been better if it was a cold...
Don't do my clothes.
A Florida man...
If I'm looking at this thing in midair, it looks like that Chick-fil-A billboard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Poor Bossy. Is Bossy a lady cow?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Aren't all cows lady cows? Aren't bulls the...
Oh, sorry.
Kind of by nature, isn't that?
Again, I didn't grow up on a farm. I'm not clear on a lot of this stuff.
I hope so. Those are the only ones I make love to. They'd think I was having sex with a guy, cow.
I'd hate to. Yeah, that's where you draw the line.
Yeah, that's sick.
Bestiality is one thing.
A Florida man discovered an iguana in his toilet.
What'd you say there?
A what?
Nothing.
An iguana in his toilet. I'm moving on. Kurt Hilberth told CBS4
on your side
that he first noticed something out of the corner of his eye while brushing his teeth.
Oh,
okay. He looked inside and saw a spiny tail iguana thrashing around in the toilet bowl.
Oh, God.
Hilberth, I guess somebody had to drain the lizard.
Yeah. Okay.
That's good.
I'm not laughing, but that was really funny. I don't know why I'm not laughing, but I...
This is so Tom. Hilberth donned on protective clothing and gloves to fish the reptile out.
It is Tom.
But it kept evading his grasp.
I would have called somebody else. That's
wait. After 3 days, he managed to get
hold. 3 days? I would have sold the house.
Well, wait a minute.
That's what it says.
After 3 days or 2 seconds of hitting the flush lever.
He managed to get a hold of the slippery squatter only to come up with a handful of tail. By then, he finally called trapper Harold Rondon from Iguana Lifestyles, who was able to remove the reptile almost immediately.
Please, Trapper Harry.
you got to go pro.
Iguana Lifestyles, there's a place that just does this?
Don't you have a whole get-up? Didn't you have a squirrel one time and you had goggles?
Yes, there was big gloves.
Yeah, there was a dead squirrel in my toilet.
Yeah.
So I got some tongs.
Oh, that's a message.
Heavy gloves. Well, I thought I wanted to make sure. I didn't know if he was dead for sure.
Didn't you put a garbage bag over your body?
Yes. And I had tongs and I had gloves and I had goggles.
Embarrassing.
Oh, my
God. Then I got the. Oh, so disgusting.
Did you make bacon with those tongs?
What?
No, I'm not joking. Then I immediately threw the tongs away.
Thank goodness.
Pick it up with your hands, and then you wash your hands.
What if you grab the squirrel and it suddenly is alive and it bites you?
Well, poke it first, and if it's not alive, get some.
No, you poke it, then that's when it turns around and bites you in the hand, and you've got some kind. Didn't we have chipmunk the plague yesterday in the news?
You pee on it first, and if it doesn't move, it's dead.
At first, honest to God, I thought it was a festering turd from the boys. And then I realized, oh, my God, that's a squirrel in my toilet.
Then you went, who ate a sweater covered in fur?
Probably
Chuck. Making this guy's brushing his teeth, looks down, he sees this. I mean, the first thing I would have thought was, God, what did I eat?
Spiny tail iguana.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey Leute, hier ist Max Giesinger und ich habe mir gerade Harry Potter und das verwunschene Kind angeguckt. Was eine geile Show, könnte ich mir direkt nochmal reinziehen. Sichert euch jetzt Tickets unter harrypottertheater.de.
Bis Sommer 2026. Ein letztes Mal Magie.
Nur noch für kurze Zeit, also husch husch in den Warenkorb mit den Tickets.